meet, Democrats fear lawfare will be harder in second Trump term with more disciplined crafting of executive orders. By Warner Todd Houston on November 25, 2024. Democrat leaders in blue states are gearing up to launch a massive lawfare attack on President-elect Donald Trump's administration. But they fear the Trump team is far more prepared for round two. "I think we are prepared for it to be much more aggressive, much quicker and much harder," said Connecticut's far-left Attorney General, William Tung. Certainly, much of Trump's agenda in his first term was stymied by a constant barrage of lawsuits by Democrats and their left-wing allies. The first Trump administration also suffered from inexperience in wielding the tools of government, especially in how orders were written. The sloppy style of writing directives invited the left to find a never-ending series of penumbras to thwart Trump's orders, the New York Times reported. This time, for Trump's second bite at the apple, Democrats and leftist non-governmental organizations gearing up to fight Trump are worried the next administration will not be as slapdash and sloppy in crafting Trump's agenda, and the left will find it much harder to find ways to tear down Trump's plans. So, as Trump 2.0 gears up, these far-left attackers fear they are in for a harder fight this time. Connecticut's Tung, for one, told the Times that the ascendance of the GOP will present a hurdle and that Trump will probably hit the ground running this time. Bob Ferguson, Washington State's Attorney General, agreed, and said, "A concern I have is that Donald Trump and his administration may well be better prepared on their end." Trump's party also will control all three branches of the federal government and will have a recurring majority in the U.S. Supreme Court, all of which sends a chill down the spine of the left's lawfare plans. But the plan is to repeat the tidal wave of legal attacks to scuttle the will of the voters by drowning Trump's agenda in nuisance lawsuits, just like they did to knock back Trump's first term. The state of Washington alone filed 99 lawsuits against Trump to stop his agenda between 2016 and 2020. The Times noted. And because of the flaws in the administration's crafting of orders and directives, the deep blue, left coast state succeeded in most of its attempts to stymie Trump, winning 55 of those lawsuits. Indeed, the attacks during Trump's first term spurred the attorneys general of blue states to begin meeting to coordinate their schemes and attacks on conservative and Republican principles all across the country. According to the paper, blue state AGs have been having regular monthly meetings ever since Trump's first term so they can coordinate their lawfare attacks from coast to coast. Not just to oppose Trump, but to push their far-left agenda everywhere and on everyone, using the courts as their weapon. For his first term, Trump made the mistake of imagining that winning the election meant that he got to control the agenda and the narrative. But he soon discovered that the establishment picks he made for cabinet positions and the combative and entrenched administrative state that has been immune from the will of the voters was not averse to using their insider powers to destroy Trump's plans to make America great again. This time, Trump is forewarned, and his cabinet picks for the most part are loyal and more experienced in taking the fight to the far left. This time he won't make the mistake of keeping operatives in place that are accused of representing the deep state instead of the will of the voters and the agenda of the man they elected to the White House. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.